Today's devotion is titled, What's So Good About Good Friday? By Justin Holcomb. What is Good Friday, and why do we call Good Friday good when it is such a dark and bleak event commemorating a day of suffering and death for Jesus? For Christians, Good Friday is a crucial day of the year because it celebrates what we believe to be the most momentous weekend in the history of the world. Ever since Jesus died and was raised, Christians have proclaimed the cross and resurrection of Jesus to be the decisive turning point for all creation. Paul considered it to be of first importance that Jesus died for our sins, was buried, and was raised to life on the third day, all in accordance with what God had promised all along in the Scriptures. On Good Friday, we remember the day Jesus willingly suffered and died by crucifixion as the ultimate sacrifice for our sins. It's followed by Easter, the glorious celebration of the day Jesus was raised from the dead, heralding his victory over sin and death, and pointing ahead to a future resurrection for all who are united to him by faith. Still, why call the day of Jesus' death Good Friday instead of Bad Friday or something similar? Good Friday is entirely appropriate because the suffering and death of Jesus, as terrible as it was, marked the dramatic culmination of God's plan to save his people from their sins. So in order for the good news of the gospel to have meaning for us, we first have to understand the bad news of our condition as sinful people under condemnation. The good news of deliverance only makes sense once we see how we are enslaved. In the same way, Good Friday is good because as terrible as that day was, it had to happen for us to receive the joy of Easter. The wrath of God against sin had to be poured out on Jesus, the perfect sacrificial substitute, in order for forgiveness and salvation to be poured out to the nations. And without that awful day of suffering, sorrow, and shed blood at the cross, God could not be both just and the justifier of those who trust in Jesus. So the cross is where we see the convergence of great suffering and God's forgiveness. It sings of a day when righteousness and peace will kiss each other. The cross of Jesus is where that occurred, where God's demands, his righteousness, coincided with his mercy. We receive divine forgiveness, mercy, and peace because Jesus willingly took our divine punishment, the result of God's righteousness against sin. For the joy set before him. We see that in Hebrews 12:2. Jesus endured the cross on Good Friday, knowing it led to his resurrection, our salvation, and the beginning of God's reign of righteousness and peace. So Good Friday marks the day when wrath and mercy met at the cross. And that is why Good Friday is so dark and so good.